I was the driver for the drive-by of the neighbor's dog. Dad had always said to him, he said, come on, son, get into the Vega now and I'll go get my shotgun. It was a military holiday. Kids were everywhere. I hid behind the steering wheel. Tried to disappear. Tried to speak but couldn't. Dad was whistling and drinking beer. And I prayed, dear God, if you save this dog, I will never get high. I will never jack off. I will do all the things that I should but not. I'll be a good boy from now on. Turned around the corner soon and saw the neighbor's yard. Dad lit up a cigarette and rolled his window down and grinning like an idiot. He stuck his head and body out. And he prayed, dear God, if you save this dog, I will never get high. I will never jack off. I will be all the things that I should but not. Be a good boy from now on. Be a good boy from now on. Well, he popped in a shell, took aim with a gun, then a flash and a bang. The dog, it was gone. It jumped up and it ran away. Dad shot right through his chain. So take me to the dairy freeze. I wanna have a shake. We sipped him on the benches there and stared out on the lake. And Dad has never said another word about that day. And I hope you're not disappointed, God, cause I still get high, I still jack off. And you knew I was lying, but you still saved that dog. You're such a good God. Yeah, you're such a good, good God. That's it, hallelujah. That'll be a good boy. It was still good. It was a friend's childhood, but he wouldn't write the song about it. So, there you go. And I did. I finally wrote a love song that says I love you like 10 times in it, because I figured it'd been a long time and I'd been in love a long time and I'd never actually done that, so I figured I'd do it. But this is more what usually happens when I try to write a love song.